Hello, and welcome to Off the Cuff. I am your host, Chris Martinson, and on this program, every week, we are going to bring you a fascinating guest, where we are going to discuss the economy, energy, or the environment, informally and without a script. Welcome, everyone, to this Off the Cuff. I'm your host, Chris Martinson. It is Wednesday, October 30th. Wow, Halloween's going to be tomorrow, and that's a good thing, because, hey, the FOMC made another decision, such a surprise. They're going to cut rates by another quarter of a point because things are so bright, you got to wear shades. And because things are so bright, you got to wear shades. Of course, the VIX got slammed, stocks went up, gold retreated as soon as the Fed official started opening his mouth at his press conference. Now, here's the thing. You have to understand that little kabuki theater, seeing stocks go up and gold go down, is the equivalent for the markets of the laugh tracks that accompany sitcoms. It's just, you gotta have it. People expect it. It's like, that's, you know what? Friends is just not quite as funny without the laugh track there. So it would. What's a Fed conference without stocks going up and gold going down? Well, I tell you, it would be quickly revealed as not all that funny or amusing and rather fraudulent, which it all is. So I got to talk to you about some other frauds that are going on and the political frauds getting out of hand. Who better than to talk with us about that than James Howard Kunstler, my good friend. Jim, welcome back to the program. So good to have you here.
A pleasure to be here.
So let's leave the market kabuki theater aside. Some big bombshells, I thought, this past week where, and again, it disappeared like water on a Arizona sidewalk in the middle of summer from the news cycle. But what I thought I heard was that the FBI has this form called a 302 form, which is their official investigator form. You're investigating somebody, you're interviewing them, you fill out this form, it captures the relevant pertinent details, that it had been revealed that that form, through that illustrious duo of Strzok, Peter Strzok and Lisa Page, that it had been altered, fabricated, falsified, otherwise amended from its original form. It had been edited in ways that weren't exactly legal, potentially, and that pertains to the investigation of Michael Flynn. That's all that I've got. I know you went into this a lot deeper, but that sounds pretty bad to me if you have the FBI falsifying stuff, because that's what they arrest people for, lying to the FBI. Worst thing ever, right?
Yeah.
What's going on there?
Well, what I wrote in my blog this week was that the prosecution, the malicious prosecution of General Flynn, is probably the biggest legal scandal since the Dreyfus affair in France at the turn of the previous century. And that was a scandal that actually went on for about 6 or 8 years. Meanwhile, the officer at the heart of it, Dreyfus, was a Jew who was falsely accused of some kind of treasonous behavior. I don't remember exactly what the activity was, but he was sent to Devil's Island, which was the French overseas prison in French Guiana. And eventually it caused a huge uproar in France, and Emile Zola entered the case and stirred up a tremendous amount of citizen reaction. And Dreyfus was eventually cleared, and the real culprit, an officer named Esterhazy, was eventually charged with the crime. But, you know, it tore France apart in exactly the same way that the Russiagate and all of its offspring is tearing America apart. And one of the offspring of Russiagate, of course, is the Michael Flynn prosecution. And I wrote a year ago in another blog, in an earlier blog, that this was indeed an obvious and errant malicious prosecution, and that the people on Mueller's team who perpetrated this really need to be held responsible for it. I think they will be. A year ago, December, at the sentencing for General Flynn, the judge named Emmett Sullivan behaved very intemperately toward General Flynn. And he in some ways, actually seemed to be unacquainted with what had been going on in the case. But that may have changed in the year since then. And Judge Sullivan had earlier encounters with federal malicious prosecution in the case of the Alaskan Senator Ted Stevens, who was also prosecuted unfairly and maliciously. And Judge Sullivan eventually dismissed his case, or dismissed the case against him. And by some magical turn of fate, Senator Stevens was killed in an airplane crash not shortly after that.
Was that a small airplane?
I don't know what size it was, but I believe it was. But I think he went down in it.
He and his family, maybe a turboprop, but
yeah,
a twin.
Because they do travel by airplane a lot in Alaska.
That's true.
To listen to this podcast in full, as well as all our other premium podcasts and articles, please enroll at peakprosperity.com. Simply go to peakprosperity.com/enroll.